This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
When I make a mental note during a conversation on the air to say we got to come back to that, we don't get back to it. Trust me, that's never intentional. And I would welcome you to hold me accountable to it, to say, you know, you said you were going to get back to that, but you never did. And Friday we had a call on the program. It was, if you'll remember, we had Senator Kevin Cramer on in the first hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Then we had some open phone time. Then we had Greg Jarrett on the program, the author of Witch Hunt, the Fox News analyst. And I do not remember the gentleman's name, but called in to say that he was disgusted. I don't know if that's the exact term, but that certainly was his tone, with Donald Trump for sending that tweet in the middle of the hearing. And a mini little debate broke out about whether or not it was a good idea or a bad idea for the president to do that. And I said, you know what, we'll get back to that debate, because we had to go to something and we didn't get back to it. Just ran out of time. Which, we only have so much time on the show. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to return to that debate, and I welcome your opinions. You can phone us up. You can also text us. You can also email us. On the program, the telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, email us, text Todd at 701-367-2054, or yours truly at 701-367-2054. Sorry, Todd's a 701-226-8503. Okay, so now you know how to get a hold of us. So that's one. We're going to dig into that debate a little bit. I have an expert coming on to join us and talk about it as well. But my favorite experts are sitting on tractors. They're in the cab of a pickup. They're on a drilling site. They're mining coal. They're building things, doing things, farms, ranches, in the energy sector, in the ag sector, every walk of life. Very much appreciate you. Very much appreciate you. You contribute mightily. Second thing I promised to dig into, I believe because of a text that we're going to do today, if, in fact, I can get some more information on the problem. A couple of you have said there's a shortage of propane right now, and I'd like to know why that is, where you're getting your propane from, and what the fix is. Obviously, if you're pulling crop out of the field that needs to be dried, you can't be short of propane, right? So we don't need to exasperate the farm crisis any more than it is, and it is a farm crisis. And please know, if I read one more story about the enormous burden that's on the weights, on, you know, the weight and burden that's on the shoulders, rather, of our farmers and ranchers, I'm going to weep openly. It's just very, very challenging right now. And there's some very compelling stories out there that just bring it home and make it real. The real farm crisis right now is that anybody, anywhere, would be thinking that it's bad enough that they should take their own life. Nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing is worth that. And actually, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. The suffering's not fun. It's a challenge every time it comes. But if you are a believer, I'd get out Job. Look what the devil did to Job, and yet he didn't give it up. He didn't take it. A lot of bad stuff out there. I don't know if there's any stuff along the way that Job went through, but the point is, God did it to increase his faith. So I would just say to anyone in that category, just talk to somebody, please, more than anything. Don't be shy about it. Don't think you're unusual. Don't think you're, you know, a basket case or, you know, I feel bad about this. This is dumb. It's not. It happens. Stress induces that thought. So don't think that way, okay? Please. And let us know if there's any examples of that. We also have a lutefisk giant on the program, Carol Jubin. I touched lutefisk for the first time this weekend. Has anybody else here touched lutefisk?
Oh, yeah.
Elmont dinner. I had plenty of it.
So you've never tried it?
What's this?
You've tried it.
Yeah, okay. So you've eaten it.
What's this touch-it business?
Well, I'll explain in a second. Daniel, how about you? Have you consumed, touched, enjoyed, suffered through lutefisk before, Daniel? You don't think Daniel knows what it is? Daniel's going on a break. He's going on a boycott on us.
I'm not even going to mention his name.
No, I was prepping it this weekend for a Sons of Norway thing with Carol Jubin. And, you know, so it, there was, you know, touching these beautiful fillets. I put a picture on Facebook. They're unbelievable.
I saw that, yeah.
Just, like, unbelievable. But I didn't quite eat any.
Well, and I
why not? You had the perfect opportunity. Yeah.
I don't know.
My father-in-law.
Scares me.
Every holiday has it, and he boils it, and then he grounds it in butter. And Carol said that's not the way to do it. Carol said it should be flaky and buttery, and I'm all like, huh?
Yes.
Never seen it done
that's
that
correct.
Way.
You never got it the right way. Well, Carol's going to be here today on the program.
I'd give him a shot at it.
I'm thinking of trying it at the Sons of Norway in Watford City. They're having a big lutefisk dinner, so we're going to tell you about that today. All that on the show we call What's On Your Mind. Give us a ring, 800-228-0550. Terry, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, the reason I think Trump tweeted that, I think he's trying to move it out of Adam Schiff's hand, out of the judicial or out of the intelligence, and put it over in Nadler's court, where I think he has a better chance of beating him.
But how would that tweet, you know, awaken Nancy Pelosi to this sham, you know, that it is an intel, and kick it over to judiciary? It should be there. That's where it belongs. There's no doubt about it. But what makes her do that?
I think public pressure will make her do that because they say he committed a crime. So if that's the case, then bring the crime charges forth and put it over to the judiciary. At some point, that's where it's going to end up anyway. It's all a show right now.
It is all a show. There's no doubt about that. Listen to this, Terry. This is Nancy Pelosi. I don't think Nancy Pelosi can pressure to do anything. They're focus grouping. Okay, if we say bribery, does that make you more likely to not like the president? Or should we say intimidation? Or should we say quid pro quo? They've got it. And in battleground states, these people are lower than low. They're political animals. This isn't anything about, you know, the rule of law or what's right or wrong or anything. This is all politics. Listen to this woman. See if you can detect what's crazy about this statement. Listen.
But the president and perhaps some at the White House have to know that the words of the president weigh a ton. They are very significant, and he should not frivolously throw out insults. But that's what he does. I think part of it is his own insecurity as an imposter. I think he knows full well that he's in that office way over his head.
What? Imposter?
Yeah.
What? Screw you. He got voted in.
Terry, what did you hear in the way of a contradiction there? What did you hear?
The pot boiling the kettle black.
Yeah.
Bingo.
It might be. Sorry, I was imitating her. Go ahead and finish, Jerry.
Well, it's it's a show, and the people are catching on, and that's why they're afraid that if they drag this out till Christmas, they're going to lose the public support that they have on their side anyway. So that's why they're moving so fast, and by moving so fast, you make mistakes, and you see the mistakes happening every day. I just know he'll walk through this like he did everything else. In fact, I think when he was running for election, I think I was the first person to tell you, he's playing chess while they're playing checkers.
Well, that's a darn good analogy of what's happening, and every time you think, what in the world? Absolutely, thanks. Christian Fargo, you're next one. What's on your mind?
He's back. See, Trump's going to do whatever he wants to anyway, for starters. And the lutefisk that's flaky, that might be torsk that he's thinking of. That's another fish that the Norwegians like to eat.
Oh, okay.
It's well, very buttery and flaky.
We'll ask him. He's going to be here at the end of the program today, okay?
Very well.
Thank you, Christian. You too. 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number 701-258-0550. Text me, 367-2054. Todd, 226-8503. Pelosi's the one that's insecure as hell. Thank you, Hannah.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Cronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Cronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positive or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Cronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Cronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot. Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga. The Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. I can hardly wait for the Cook Fest. a fun of the Cook Fest. Now, I realize it's a ways away. We're sitting here in November. They happen in the summertime, but they are a lot of fun. And a lot of great events that the folks at the North Dakota Petroleum Council put on, including this year, the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, in partnership with the Department of Mineral Rights. So that is a wonderful event. A lot going on right there. And, of course, this is an industry. The North Dakota Petroleum Council does is represent an industry that pays over half of the taxes paid in the state of North Dakota. Just wrap your mind around that a second. Everybody that's pulling out their checkbook, going to the computer to pay their taxes, half of the taxes paid in the state of North Dakota come from the oil and gas industry. So do you think that's a pretty important industry to us? I'd say so. And the things going on now in natural gas, especially, gas capture, basically all the infrastructure to not only capture it and get it to a processing plant, but also the proposals of more processing capability. And there's also a petrochem discussion going on, just a lot, all because there's an oil and gas industry, all because you're pulling oil out of the ground. And through all that, you have producers and communities that find a way together and secure a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. All happening right now. Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Do we want to hear one more time from Hillary? Or will it make your blood boil?
Make me laugh.
It'll make you laugh? Okay. And I'm trying to find the caller, too, because I want to play this call for our guest at the bottom of the hour who does crisis communication. Texter says, I love flaky, buttery lutefisk, a Norwegian delicacy, especially if Carol Juven has cooked it. Well, he has. And he does. And he'll be in Watford City, Sons of Norway, on Saturday. How about that? Texter says, furthering the change of our infrastructure to get natural gas to our grain dryer could really help. All right, there's an Energy Matters question to ponder for a second. We have a lot of natural gas because we have a lot of oil production. And right now, some of the natural gas has to be flared, a natural process of oil production, to keep the well sites safe. Right? And in order not to flare it is to find a use for it. You know, generate power on the site, put it on the grid. There is a lot of gathering systems, pipelines that happen in that regard as well. Is there a way that pencils out so North Dakotans could benefit from that? With that much natural gas. In other words, heating homes, running dryers, stoves, the whole deal. It's a good point. It definitely is. Another texter says, this unprecedented propane shortage is partly created because of changes to our infrastructure. Propane used to come to our farm from the pipeline at Carrington. That has since been converted to other product. Now we have to wait for propane to come by truck from long distances. Nationally, we have lots of propane. Getting it where it needs to be by truck is difficult. Hertzfield, North Dakota listener. Furthering the change of our infrastructure to get natural gas to our grain dryer could really help. All right, we're going to ask Ron Ness and others about that. I don't doubt it's been thought about before, and I would imagine, depending on where it is and the proximity to the gas, there's a whole other thing, or the gas processing plants, but it's worth thinking about. It's worth thinking about. Texter says, hey, Scott, what are your thoughts on Trump thumbing his nose at the UCMJ by his pardons on Friday? You know, I guess the terminology thumbing his nose at the USMGA is the listeners, and that's fine. If you don't like Trump, that's what you'd use. I look at it as the President of the United States, elected by the people, having the ability to review these case by case and making a different decision. I think what the USMGA did was go by the letter of the law related to conduct of someone. I've not studied either of these cases closely. I'm just going by my gut. This is what I'm guessing happened. The UCMJ, rather, studies letter of the law and says we have no choice but to convict these guys. We have no choice. Or juries put, you know, with that information in front of them. Trump looks at it and say, all right, we train these guys to kill bad guys. And if they kill bad guys in a rather extraordinary firefight that could have left them killed, but they figure out a way to still kill the enemy, we're not going to take it out on them. I don't think they should. But whether you like the decision or don't like the decision, what you ought to recognize is the President of the United States has the ability to do it. Pretty much if Trump sneezes now, people find a way to freak out. Did he sneeze again? I think I hear him sneezing right
not
now.
Not that I saw. No.
Is he sneezing? Texter says, I could care less about Trump's tweet. Just a bunch of crybabies that hate Trump. All right. Ralph said there's a Sons of Norway drive-through on the West Coast. Imagine drive-in with take-home lutefisk and lefse, a Nordic paradise.
Yeah, have fun with that.
There go. Can't be. Is that true?
Knock yourself out.
Can that be true? Texture says Pelosi is insecure. Well, her teeth are. I know that. I don't know personally. I can't get into her head, but I think we have enough evidence to suggest that her teeth are insecure. That we do. Should am I now? I'm doing the insult thing. I shouldn't do the insult thing. I'm sorry. Can you play her one more time? Is she handy, or should I go to this caller here?
Hey, go to the caller. I can get her up again. But you're sure you want to hear it?
Maybe save it for our next guest.
Yeah.
Try to do an analysis on it. You know.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bob. In. I don't know where you're at. Bob, I can't tell. Where are you at, Bob?
Okay. Bowdoin.
Bowdoin, you're in Bowdoin. What's on your mind?
Just to comment on what President Trump did for those three imprisoned U.S. servicemen. I think that's the greatest thing the Commander-in-Chief could ever do. To reinstate the faith of the fighting men. That's all I have to do. Thank you.
Yeah, don't forget the rules of engagement that these guys had to endure under the Bush administration. I love George W. Bush. I honestly do. I think he's a good man. Was there for the right time. But he had a lot of restraint around him, and one of them was in rules of engagement. Same thing with Obama. It got worse. It got worse under Obama. You send our best and brightest out there to die for us. They're willing to die for us, and then you tell them, put a hand behind your back? No, thank you. So if nothing else in this decision, you'll have people recognize the President of the United States has their back. What's more powerful than that? Jerry and Bismarck and our crisis communication expert on this tweet debate next.
If you've been waiting to buy a hot tub, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 says now is the time. Because right now, they have a sale where over 50 hot tubs are on sale, $4,500 to $79.99. No kidding. Over 50, under $8,000 right now. With 12 months, no interest, no payments, financing. And these are all pre-owned certified hot tubs. That's right. Plus, they come with a warranty, too. Call Ben right now. Find one that's perfect for you. 701-238-5892. Up to 70% off the price of a new one now. Check this one. Here's a Vanguard. We have one. Paid $17,000. Right now, it's $7,000. Stop by the pre-owned showroom. 601 Main Avenue West, West Fargo. Or go online to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 and see for yourself the incredible pre-owned blowout sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Hurry, these deals won't last long.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A shooting at a backyard party in Fresno, California last night leaves four men dead and six others wounded. About three dozen people were watching football on a big TV screen in a Fresno backyard when one or more suspects showed up and opened fire. There have been no arrests made. A deputy police chief in Fresno says there were kids present, but luckily they're not among the victims.
Right now, all 10 of the victims, deceased or not, were all Asian men. males between that 25, 35 range.
With continued high wildfire risk in California, the state's biggest utility says it may be shutting off power to 250,000 homes and businesses in Northern California this week. Pacific Gas and Electric says it would give 48 hours notice before shutting off electricity, probably on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I hate my toaster. It's way too slow, never gets my toast right, and sadly, my toast comes out dry and tasteless. We at Revolution Cooking totally reinvented the toaster, creating the world's first high-speed smart toaster. There's nothing remotely like it on the planet. It's so smart, it knows exactly how long to toast everything from bagels to frozen waffles. I trashed my old dumb toaster, and you can too. Don't put up with dry, tasteless, burnt, or barely toasted toast, or those lousy toasters that drive us all nuts in hotel breakfast lines. Just pick your level of toast on the easy-to-use touchscreen, hit start, and quickly get perfect toast every time. Toast that's crunchy outside, yet moist and flavorful inside. It's the perfect holiday gift. So perfect, Williams-Sonoma is showcasing our super smart toaster in their new holiday catalog. For the fastest, best-tasting toast ever, save 20% and get free shipping. Go to starttherevolution.com, promo code START. That's starttherevolution.com, promo code START. Throw away your toaster and go to starttherevolution.com.
Number one. Wrap your mind around that. Number one, the School of Health Sciences at the University of Mary has maintained a stellar reputation for superb nursing for 60 years. Now, the nursing program at UMary has been recognized for this uncompromising standard of excellence by Mountain Measurements as the number one nursing program in the nation. The diligent oversight and expertise of the university's nursing faculty shows in the graduates' test results. Each nursing graduate passed their certifying exam on the first try, 100% success rate. They're proud to receive this honor at the University of Mary. Even prouder to its top-notch nursing graduates who continue to bring credit to the long tradition of the excellence at the University of Mary. Each class of graduates at UMary continues to live up to the School of Health Sciences' mission to prepare healthcare professionals anchored in moral courage, who respect and defend the dignity of the human person. Discover the finest nursing education in the nation at umary.edu/nursing. 27 before the top of the hour. Let me introduce our next guest and then take some more of your calls on this tweet debate. Mark Feifley, a North Dakota native, I might add, and someone that's worked for cabinet secretaries and Republican National Committee and also the global communication strategist for George W. Bush, the 43rd president of the United States. Hello, Mr. Feifley.
Hello, Scott. Greetings from the swamp. How are you, sir?
Very good. Is it a little smelly there?
A little smelly. A little smelly, yeah. Cold, a little dreary. Not a lot going on these days.
Yeah, no, really quiet, really quiet. Yeah. Listen to a call I received on Friday that instantly had me thinking of you. Like, who's right here? Let's roll that. Okay.
I watched the entire Pelosi Shift show 2 days ago. I started watching it today. It's important. It's a joke. And what happens? Schiff stops everything to read a portion of Trump's damn tweet a half hour ago where he's trashing the witness. And, of course, they're saying this is intimidation of a witness. And it's like, stop, Trump. I understand you have no way to defend yourself but by your tweet because of the rules that this flipping Democrats have put in. But you're not helping people that are trying to defend you with their stupid tweets. It's disgusting. This whole thing is disgusting. But don't give them ammo.
So you don't think the president should have done that?
Absolutely not. Now they're going to, of course, Shifty Shift is going to do as usual. Well, witness intimidation, another reason for impeachment. It's obscene what they're doing, but you just gave it, loaded up their gun. What a moron. I tell you, I'm for him 100%, but he doesn't make it easy.
You just called the president a moron, which I think is...
In that way, he is. Stupid tweets.
I wonder if people would agree with you. If we did an instant poll right now, Trump supporters, would they agree or disagree with you, Craig?
Tweets are fine, but this was just stupid. We're trying to make her look unsympathetic and trying to get the ball in his court.
Shortly after that tweet, the chairman of the House Intel Committee, which is essentially the impeachment committee, read the tweet. Greg Jarrett told us on Friday that there was a note slipped to Chairman Schiff that said, here's the president, he just tweeted, get her to call this intimidation. She answers, you know, with some pablum, so then he says, does that make you feel intimidated? But of course, Schiff was peddling this, and we heard it all weekend long on the reaction to it.
In an effort to not only chill her, but to chill others who may come forward, we take this kind of witness intimidation and obstruction of inquiry very seriously.
Do you think that's an impeachable offense, witness intimidation?
So you are a communications expert there, Mr. Feifle. You are a political veteran as well. Did the president have a chess-like strategy where the rest of us are playing checkers there? Or what, right decision, wrong decision? Tell me what you think.
I think that if we could go back in time, ideally, if you've got a tweet, maybe make it different. And maybe before you hit send, think about it. Put it on ice for a little bit. It was a fairly innocuous tweet of sorts. It talked about the ambassador's service in Somalia. It's kind of a cheap shot. Remember, Somalia is the country that gave us Black Hawk Down, and it's been a difficult place for many, many years, generations of leaders. In ideal world, don't send it. But the thing is, I think that Donald Trump wants to be part of the game, wants to be part of this in some way, and feels like his hands are tied. So what else do you do? He has an enormous audience on his Twitter account, and launch a little salvo in there and see if he can disrupt it. He is the great disruptor, and I guess that's what he's attempting to do.
Yeah, my thought was he can face his accuser here. There is no due process. This thing's been a total sham. And this woman is being made out by, of course, the mainstream media to be some sort of, you know, wonderful, great, fantastic person who was pulled out in the middle of this. Actually, she was pulled out in May. For many other things, most especially the fact that she didn't have a relationship with the new president. She supported his opponent in the Ukraine. So that's part of it. But in my mind, the president now gets Adam Schiff to read that at a hearing, which if it was intimidation, it was intimidation at the hands of Adam Schiff, number one. He's the one that read it to her on national TV and asked for her reaction. And, you know, number two, the rest of the media has to actually report on it. So it gets some things in the news cycle that wouldn't otherwise have been there. Is that a smart political move, at least?
I think it doesn't necessarily help him, and that the career ambassadors who serve in various capacities all across the world, this is a pretty elite group of individuals that have a specific job to do, and that is be America's voice, be the president's voice in that country. If the president does not think that an ambassador is doing that for him, he has the full right and authority to change his ambassadors, to bring in somebody else who he thinks can better serve. The ambassador for Ukraine did her job for a select amount of time to switch out, time to move in some new blood. I don't think there's anything necessarily difficult with that. I think that she was hurt or had some difficulties because of the way it was handled and some of the things that Rudy Giuliani and other members of the Trump administration were saying. Ideally, move her out, move in somebody else, do it quietly, don't make it in some sort of an international problem of some sort. Just do it quietly and tactfully. And I don't think that that is what the Trump administration did, and I think that's what brought about this opportunity for the intelligence chairman to come in and bring her in on the national stage for an entire day last week.
Jerry and Bismarck, and then Arlen, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead for Mark Feifle. Are you there, Jerry?
Yes, sir. You guys just made my point, is that Adam Schiff had no reason to read that tweet. She was testifying. They interrupt the hearing, so she shouldn't have heard it until she was done testifying anyway. That was my point. And then I guess on the other note is, did we come up to the plate enough with you with the MyPillow sheets to make you?
Oh, yeah, I talked about that. I talked about that on Friday, I guess, right? Because we did that Thursday, I think. on Friday. No, yeah, it was fantastic. Had a record day. Record day. So we're working on a little presentation to United Patriotic Bodies to get them. We decided some gift cards so that the folks that are not doing the military funerals have a gift card to be able to get a bite to eat or some gas or whatever. So, yeah, no, it was a great day. Really good day. And they're still tallying, but it was good numbers. Our best day ever of anything that's ever sold any offer. So I'm thoroughly excited.
All right. You guys keep up your great work. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jerry. On Jerry's first point, I mean, I guess the president, anytime he tweets about anybody, he's going to be a little, you know, that person's going to be in the eye of the storm. But, I mean, you took intimidation to, you know, DEFCON 3, didn't you, when you're reading it to her? She hasn't heard it. So she's getting it for the first time while she's testifying live on a national television. I mean, is there not an argument here to say there's as much intimidation from Adam Schiff as there is from the president?
I think that Adam Schiff read it verbatim. I think in other things he's actually made things up in kind of fictional way. So you got to give him credit at least for not editorializing or making up his own fiction in front of a national and international audience. Look, being an ambassador to a place like Ukraine, I was in Ukraine last year on a diplomatic mission, nothing to do with the current situation. I met with a number of the Ukrainian officials who are trying to fight back against corruption. And I saw how challenging it is in that nation that you did have a situation. This is before the election of the current president. And they have enormous challenges. They will bring a case of corruption before the judges to try and prosecute it. And the prosecutors and the judges won't touch it because of the political challenges and implications. So what our ambassador at that point could have or should have been doing, and I'm sure in some instances was working with them to empower them, to help them get a system set up to fight against corruption. And that's the main goal that we're trying to do. And I think the challenge right now in this city is we've lost civility. So there was a time back in the day when the political parties would fight. We would fight like crazy. But at the end of the day, there was still an honor amongst partisans of sorts that you would not take it to the level that it is right now, where you do have this hearing going on. You do have a president tweeting in the middle of it. And it gets so difficult, so polarizing, so harsh, so mean-spirited. And while that's going on, are the things happening that our country should be doing? So ideal world, instead of Donald Trump sending out that tweet in the middle of that hearing, he should have been doing a news conference with representatives and companies that could get a positive impact from this U.S.-Mexican-Canadian free trade pact finally being signed and implemented. Let's talk about positive things, Mr. President, that are going on or that Congress should be acting on to improve the lives of every American. That is an ideal thing that he could and should be doing. It's kind of take it from the Clinton playbook. So when Clinton was being impeached 1998, 1999, every day he would have a news conference. He'd say, I'm just working on behalf of the American people. I don't they're doing that thing on Capitol Hill. I don't agree with it. But I'm fighting for the American people. And in an ideal world, and I don't know if President Trump has that capacity to turn off something such as this impeachment inquiry and just focus 100% on getting things done. I don't know if he has that capability or not, but that would be my free advice to the president, to the White House.
Yeah, they've done a lot of events. They had one last week on healthcare and different things. But then when the questions come, the reporters, of course, are shouting questions about impeachment, and the president takes the bait. I mean, can you do this?
Always takes the bait.
But, I mean, on the other hand, he's the best fighter he has, right? This guy fights like nobody else. So, I mean, I kind of like it because he's not afraid to do it. But is it the best politically to move the ball? I don't know. By the way, I'm curious of this. With like a White House press corps, they're coming in to answer questions. Can you say no questions about anything other than, you know, healthcare, USMCA, whatever? Can you do that? Will they honor that?
He could bridge. He could just bridge it and say, I'm not talking about that. Or
yeah.
I'm focused on what is important. What's going to create jobs? What's going to create wealth? What's going to
hold
create
tight there, Mr. Communications Professional. More after this. Don't go away. Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there And being that close to Watford City, he gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with the open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Carlson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Sponsors on What's On Your Mind, and I was thinking this morning, what would I rather receive for Christmas? Right? If somebody's giving me a great gift, would I rather receive MyPillow towels, a MyPillow, or maybe the MyPillow sheets? And I did settle on the MyPillow sheets for this reason. How often does that happen? You got to know what size somebody's bed is, obviously. And the best thing about MyPillow sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets, is putting them on. I hate putting sheets on. Anybody else hate this? I'm terrible at it. I mean, you know, to get all the little corners out and you never can get it to fit. It doesn't go around the whole mattress. These things have a giant pocket in each corner that fits perfectly. They go on so easy. I can't even begin to tell you. And they come in a bunch of colors. But the best part, the reason I'm settling on this, is because right now, today, two for one and free shipping. So you buy MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, buy one, get one, free shipping. MyPillow.com, 800-506-9028. Just use that where the promo code is Scott. Got some breaking news here on the economy. The unemployment rate is so low, even Colin Kaepernick got an interview. Holy buckets, where did you guys see this? This is like big news. Sorry. Back to reality. Arlen.
That's true, though.
Yeah, it is.
There's some truth to that.
Arlen, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, happy spring day. Nice. Is your secret word for the day lutefisk?
It is. Yes, it is. In fact, that's every day.
Oh,
so just so you know, little clue.
Our legendary already President Donald Trump ordered 15 tons of lutefisk from Norway for crowd control. But, you know, one of the worst things that the Norwegians have to eat, you know, Germans had their, what they call that cheese. Holy moly, it was bad. But we had gummelust, and we couldn't keep it out in the porch. We had to move it to the barn. It was so strong. A lot of things in Norway were unusual, but I really, really like this President Donald Trump. He is already a legend.
He is, even if he does caulk his windows with lutefisk, because he doesn't want to eat it either. Being a Wishick, North Dakota boy, Mr. Feifley, did you want to weigh in on this at all, on whether or not...
Thank goodness for the invention of the refrigerator, so we don't have to use lye and other things to keep our fish in season and tasting good. I would, of course, recommend people get some German fry sausage from the Super Value in Wishick if you want to remember your childhood and enjoy a good ethnic dish.
There's nothing better. And, you know, it's the Super Value in Wishick. It's just, you go in there, it's like
Super Value.
It's like a Walmart on Saturday. It's just crazy. There's a, you know, the turnstiles can't keep up.
It's like the DMV. It's amazing.
Exactly right. Okay, Jim, more on lutefisk at the bottom of next hour. Jim and Bismarck, go ahead, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I don't know if Mr. Fife was intending to do this, but he just seems like one of these guys who snips and clips at every little thing so nobody criticizes him.
Okay, you're not hearing him? I can hear him, but barely.
I can kind of hear him, yeah.
You can hardly hear me?
Yeah, I don't know why, right. But can you...
I'm just holding the phone back because your phone is so loud in my ear.
Try to put it a little closer to your mouth at least.
Okay.
There we go.
Mr. Fife seems to, just like so many others who want to snip and clip at everything the president does. He's got hundreds of things to do. Leave him alone. Get off his whatever you don't like about him. Get on the bandwagon. Get off him.
Okay, Jim doesn't know this, but he pretty much spoke for the lion's share of what we hear from our audience here in the Northern Plains about the swamp's treatment of Donald Trump and Never Trumpers and Democrats and everything else. What would you say to Jim, Mark?
I agree with him. We do have to support the President of the United States. At the same time, let's help make him better. Let's help him echo his message, what he needs to do to create jobs and opportunities and economy. And let's help back him up. Because, yeah, I think that is the big problem right now. And that is the big challenge that we have, is that this town of Washington, D.C., and the people that work and represent it are so focused right now in an impeachment process and not focused on real things that are going to move our country forward. That's what we need to stay focused on.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Texter says the swamp is the major contributor to this witch hunt. Drain the swamp. Term limits needs to be yelled from the rooftops. Is the swamp the main contributor to the witch hunt? Is this President Trump versus the swamp?
I think it's been kind of brewing ever since, let's go back to the Clarence Thomas hearings and now the Kavanaugh hearings. Everything right now is turned up to an 11 when it comes to the challenges, the rhetoric, everything. It used to, when I first started working in politics, we didn't, so we would go out to, we would do a interview with the Democratic and the Republican Party chairman, and we'd be at each other's throats, and we'd be talking about issues.
The lights would go off. The interview would be over on Fox or MSNBC or CNN. We'd shake hands. We'd say, good battle. I can't wait to do it again. Now, I don't think you have so there's so much tension and acrimony that you don't have that same sort of understanding that we're all working for the same thing, which is we may have different political views. I might be more for free markets and for values, but at the same time, we're not going to have that type of high-powered rhetoric.
We have to have more of these conversations. Mark Feifley, thank you, sir.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.